The technology is outdated.
Oh.
There are way easier ways to carry your music around. Yet despite that,
yeah,
this is now proof, I believe, that these, no matter if there are peaks and valleys, will never fully die.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, happy vinyl record day, Tommy.
Oh, boy.
Happy vinyl record day, Kimmy.
Oh, thanks.
But y'all collect.
Well, I mean, I have records. I have a record player.
Yeah, that means you collect.
Well, I mean, well, there's a difference.
It's very unnecessary to have to make you a collector.
No,
I you have a stereo system.
Well, I have, yeah, my old Victrola. It's like actually a new Victrola, just a Victrola on it.
And you collect too, right?
Yeah, we have a pretty decent collection.
Yeah, so you're
okay. Okay, there's a difference between like,
oh, y'all vinyl heads.
I mean, we enjoy it. I wouldn't call it like a active collection. Like, it's not like we go out.
Oh man, we've
you'd have to actually go buy it. You can't go.
Yeah, we do occasionally, but it's not like
Sam the record man down the street.
It's not like we're going and looking for like the most rare, unique records. Like we just find music that we like.
Kimmy hit it on the head. Yeah. There are vinyl collectors that try and find.
They're like looking for specific things.
Whereas, yeah, I think if you have a record player and you're buying records you're listening to, I don't think that makes you a record collector.
That's in my book, buddy, but go ahead.
So, fun fact, almost 50 million records were sold in America last year. 50 million.
I know that sounds like a lot, but how many did they sell like in their heyday?
Well, I'm sure way more because like that was the only way to listen to music. Yeah, yeah, right? But think about this, man. If the America population is 330 million and we hack off 100 million for kids, right? That means like one in four adults on average bought a record last year.
That's insane.
But you brought up the whole collectors thing. Here is your weirdest stat in the day and why I and Kimmy take offense to you calling us record collectors. Only one half of people who bought a record last year own a record player.
So what are they doing with the record? Just to have it to like hang on a wall?
Collectibles and art pieces, yes.
Right.
Folks,
so
like,
you're going to frame it and put it up there.
Yes, folks like hanging records on their wall. In fact, if you go to like Target or Walmart or anywhere on Amazon, they sell a whole bunch of different ways you can display and hang vinyl records that you buy.
Which is so weird. Like to go to somebody's house and go, wow, that's a fine record you got hanging on that wall. Shane, there isn't a way we could listen to it.
Well, no, but your argument is there are easier
collecting.
There are easier ways to listen to music,
yes,
right? Yeah. So I am showing my love for this artist, not with a poster on the wall, but with their vinyl record.
Mm.
By the way, artists have figured this out, that only one half of people who buy records are actually playing them.
Yeah.
Every big artist now presses like five different colors and variations of the same record. So like, did I see Taylor Swift release 20 different versions
Probably.
Of her last album?
Well, yeah, she needs to help.
But like, you know,
nobody's talking about that kid.
Like different art on the record,
You'll get the straight up black version of the actual vinyl. Then here comes the green one. Then here comes the clear with the sparkles
so
in the middle.
So people
of it.
Are buying all 20 albums to hang, hold on to. Okay.
Yes, things like that. And I will be honest with you. Like, I know this sounds stupid. I don't buy the vinyl for the color of the vinyl, right? But if I buy it and I open it up,
ooh, blue.
It's super exciting, right? It's like, this is a different color record than the other records I got. Okay, go. And I will watch the record spin in a different color while it's, I will stand over it like a cat watching the different color go in a circle. Like,
what are you pawing at it?
Right, it's so dumb, but it's so fascinating to
Especially,
me.
Especially, like you said, unexpected.
Right? Oh, it's purple. So I just, again, like, you hate this idea. You hate this idea.
Only because of the convenience you now have of music.
Yeah.
Like, this is so unnecessary. It takes up so much space. Like, I wouldn't want to deal with it.
Okay. But most
it's not good for the environment.
Oh, shut
sure
up.
Sure ain't, brother.
You say that in them shoes? I want to know what chemicals, the 55 chemicals it took to make them that shiny that killed every fish in the poor Asian country where they were made. Look, most of the guys and gals that collect records are your age. I know there's a large percentage of people our age, Kimmy.
Well, because we grew up with it,
yes, but like, you know, there are guys that are going back and they're buying all the albums that they had when they were kids, and they're buying the new pressings from their favorite bands, right? And you sit here and you call those guys idiots.
Yes, I do. I don't get it.
This is what you're most comfortable with.
But if I went over to some guy's house that's my age, and he's got like a stack of LPs we're going to put on the old high five. That would be so weird to me.
You're unique in the fact that you don't like to keep any of your old stuff.
No.
Like, you probably had some cool WCMF, like, t-shirts, jackets, merchandise. Like, you probably had all of it, and you gave it all away because you're just like, nah.
Right, I'd thrown it away.
Just stuff.
Some of it I burnt.
Like, it's funny. So it's funny you bring this up, Kimmy. Mm. In the last 2 weeks, I have been pointed out two things by people on social media.
Yeah.
So Cyndi Lauper's got a documentary out right now.
Yes.
There's a point where they're showing still photos from her past, and she's taking a picture with somebody who's in a WCMF t-shirt.
Mm.
And somebody screenshotted it and sent it, and there were a bunch of people like, oh, I'd pay X for that t-shirt. Mm-hmm. You probably owned that t-shirt at one time.
Might have been me standing there.
Also, there was recently a picture that was lost and found of Def Leppard. And one of the guys in Def Leppard is wearing a CMF baseball t-shirt.
Look at that.
Super cool looking. And you most likely own that t-shirt at one point.
Probably.
Too. Okay. And yeah, you just chucked it all away.
But what am I going to do with it?
Look cool?
I don't know. It's just,
too late.
It is weird. Like, there's nothing that you felt like you wanted to keep.
No, because
like, even stuff that you'd like to go back and look at, you still wouldn't want to keep. Like, you wouldn't want to keep it in your house.
All right. So when my parents were going into the nursing home, we had to go down and clean out their condo.
Yeah.
And they were pack rats with crap and memories and all that. None of the kids, the grandkids, they didn't want it.
Okay.
Like, we ended up throwing it all out because, you know, they got their own lives. Like, you think, like, you're going to hand this down to your daughters, right?
Sure.
Your daughters are going to have their own lives and interests. They're not going to care about your love of Queen.
That's
and, like, this is a special button that he wore in some concert. It's so cool.
No, that's...
He used to wear it right next to his heart button. Like, it's just going to go into a dumpster,
That's
man.
Why you force your loves on your children, much like I am forcing my love of Queen upon my youngest daughter. Yeah. And it's working. It's working.
Well, you won't know until 20 years from now.
Look, and so, you know, we talked about earlier, you know, music with my kids, and like I try and force a wide array of music onto my children. You know what my daughter's favorite song is right now, my youngest? Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Was that Tears for Fears from back in the day?
Yeah.
Welcome to
Oh, my God. That's in the 80s.
Did you introduce her to that?
No.
She was, fine
she was walking around singing it in the house the other day. And I go, why are you singing that song? She goes, it's my new favorite song. I go, where'd you hear it? They saw Despicably Me 4 while they were on vacation.
Oh.
And that song's in there. But the point I'm making is my daughter, who is a well-rounded music person, had heard that song before.
All right.
So it benefited her in that moment. So shut up, you dick.
So my oldest brother loves to collect stuff. Even like old family stuff. Like he's got like my grandfather's shotgun. And he's got. So one of the funniest things he has is some pasta spoon that my grandmother used to use. It's some, you know, she brought it from the old country, probably stole it. And like he. Okay. But like it's grandmother's pasta spoon. Whoa, that was in her mouth? How cool is that, man? Can I touch it?
You don't find that romantic?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
She had a nasty ass mouth, man. She hated everything.
It's a physical.
Thank God I didn't pick up on it.
It's a physical thing that connects you to your heritage.
It doesn't take up much space.
Just J.O. on your grandmother's pasta spoon?
Her and that pasta spoon could go in the ground.
252 WCMF. We started this conversation talking about vinyl record day. Again, not record store day, so don't go line up at the Hog or at Record Archive. It's a vinyl record day. Almost 50 million records were sold in America last year. However, only one half of people who bought vinyl last year own a record player. Half of all records being sold, it seems, are being used as collectibles and art pieces. And now, Kimmy, it does feel like, despite the technology being old, which it is, this is something that's never going to die.
I mean, I would never say never, but it does feel like at least people are, like, millennials are really holding on to those records because they're still, the excitement hasn't worn off yet, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I've been able to buy records my entire life. And
you're passing it down to your kids, which means your kids are going to be into it and they'll inherit your collection.
Because maybe it won't be as trendy a decade from now as it is now, but I think there's always going to be folks who love vinyl. I mean, it's only the last 15 years that records really exploded again. And in the meantime, both Record Archive and The Hog survived having massive vinyl collections of their own. You know what I mean? Like, there was a point in the 90s where, early 2000s, nobody wanted to buy records.
Well, there was no need.
But they didn't go out of business.
But maybe things will start coming back around. You know, vinyl albums, black lights. Filterless cigarettes, bad parenting, sugary sodas, no seatbelts.
Okay. Like, I love how,
Cyclamates.
Like, for a guy that holds...
The Ford administration.
For a guy that deeply holds flawed ideas from his past, you sure do pretend like you want to move forward.
I don't want boxes of my past.
Okay, fine.
Have you noticed, you know, for a long time they were making speakers like smaller and smaller with like more powerful sound? Well, I've noticed they've started to make them bigger and boxier, like the old boom boxes, yeah. Just without the cassette and CD player.
She's right.
Just,
I can remember going to a guy's apartment yeah. when I was a kid, like their first apartment, and they would have speakers bigger than their goddamn yeah. room could fit. And like they were constantly getting annoyed and pissing off the neighbors because, you know, they'd have those subwoofers and stuff, mm-hmm. and the whole room would shake. Yeah.
So, Kimmy, to your point, you've seen this product. It's like an old-school boombox, yeah. right? The yeah. one you put on your shoulder.
But it's like Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, yeah. right? And it's huge. The thing's huge. And the yeah. only reason they made it that big was because it looks like an old-school boombox.
It's just
boom
the
box.
Look.
But here's the thing. So, you know, I do my Bills tailgates every yeah. Sunday, right? My daughter broke my big Bluetooth speaker I used to bring.
So you're going
to
get one?
I kind of want one.
Really?
I
get it.
It's going to be kind of a pain, though, right? Like, yeah, it does defeat the purpose.
But it lights up and it looks super cool.
Trust me, you can charge it. You don't have to put 72 batteries in it like the old days.
Yeah, probably. But the batteries seem more beneficial because, like, I'm the idiot who'll forget to charge it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is back then, those things were super light mm-hmm. until you loaded all those batteries in it.
I had one. I remember.
Because you had to put those big-ass yeah. D-sized batteries in there. And you had to put, like, 20 of them in.
Yep.
I do miss my dad's giant radio speaker. A lot of REO speakers.
I thought you were going to say his love, but go ahead.
No. It was the love of REO Speedwagon that got me through. We took it on the run, baby.
All right.
Because that's the way we want it, baby.